Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. Now, you know, Texas is home to some of the largest farms and ranches in the country, but there are also a lot of small farms that call Texas home. What can you tell us about these smaller operations?
Well, Tony, as Texans, we're proud of our heritage with farming and ranching. And I think you and I both can agree that we can relate to it, and we're thankful for all of our agriculture heritage. And regardless of size of the farm, our farmers and ranchers are doing their part to produce and increase awareness of Texas agriculture products.
What are some ways a small acreage owner contributes to the industry?
Well, there are many successful small farms and a variety of ways to, get involved. With today's market, many folks are looking for locally grown or locally produced products. For example, a small producer can take advantage of this by planting a small garden and selling their produce at a local farmer's market. If you want to get even more specialized, you can take a look at growing a variety of herbs. You don't need much space, and it can translate into great value, and there's many markets for it. Greenhouse operations can help provide fresh produce year-round by being able to simulate the environmental conditions of a plant's normal growing season. Many producers will even manufacture value-added products from what they produce on the farm.
What about those value-added deals?
Well, it can be really simple, Tony. It can be something as simple as canning fresh salsa or a fruit preserve. Or another example is making homemade soaps with homegrown herbs or producing a lotion made from goat's milk. You know, agriculture translates into every facet of our lives, Tony. And both small and large producers can contribute to that.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.